2 stems of CyanogenMod, mod, not that ice cream, automatic ID, and more. This is the Android Realm Podcast, episode number 217, Out with the Old. So this week's episode is relatively light, not too much going on, so I will jump right through it. A few bits of very kind of interesting news happened a little bit later in the week as well, so I'll talk about that. So this week's episode is just going to be our usual headlines, apps, and devices, and then we'll round it out with a quick tip, and that is about it. So with that, I will jump right into the headlines. So if you live in the United Kingdom and you've been envious of us United States users with the ability to send money via Gmail, backed by Google Wallet, of course, you now have that option. So if you want to quickly and easily send money to someone else, you can now do that in the UK. For those of you who like to read the Rolling Stone magazine, it was added to Google Play Newsstand this week, so a digital version of that in case you want to go paperless. This week, YouTube was switched over to HTML5 as the default over Flash. This is in the web browser, so if you want to move away from Flash or you're using a system that does not support it, then you should now be able to use YouTube via HTML5. I haven't played around with it too much just yet, but makes it that much easier to not have to need Flash for YouTube. This week, an interesting rumor broke this is one of two stories, but Microsoft is rumored to be investing in CyanogenMod, the ROM developer for Android. This came a little bit after news broke that CyanogenMod may be moving away from Android, or at least a Google-ified version of Android. So it's interesting to see the correlation between the two stories. So we'll see exactly how this develops, and even if CyanogenMod is going to approve of Microsoft's bid. But my initial thoughts on it are, and this is only my opinion, but I figure that CyanogenMod may be working on a version of Android that is completely free of Google but provides the same experience, so have a Play Store, support, email, social networking, and all of that stuff. So we'll see exactly how that turns up. In other news, OnePlus is going to have an announcement on February 12th as far as releasing Oxygen OS. It's going to be their version of Android, so their own OS, kind of like how CyanogenMod has their version of Android, but this is from OnePlus. It seems to be that they're going to be moving away from CyanogenMod on their devices and provide a version of their ROM for all Android devices. So we'll see what happens on February 12th, but it seems like they're moving away from their partnership with CyanogenMod and doing their own thing. And it seems from screenshots, or early screenshots, that they're going to have their own UI, or at least an icon pack, but we'll see what happens in a couple of weeks. If you're like me and you own a Chromebook, the Chrome OS is going to be getting an update in the coming weeks to start including Smart Lock. So this is essentially the ability to unlock your Chromebook as long as you have your Android 5-based device in the vicinity. It is paired via Bluetooth and it is accessed via the settings menu, so I'm going to keep checking this. I haven't seen it as of recording this podcast, but once it's available, I'm going to definitely check it out and see if it works and how well it works. But that update should be rolling out soon. This week, Google announced that Google Fiber is going to be coming to four more cities, including Atlanta, Charlotte, Nashville, and Raleigh, Durham. So we'll see exactly, these cities will be getting the rollout for Google Fiber. So look out for that coming soon. And finally, Google X is teaming up with a company called Biogen Inc. to help study multiple sclerosis. So it's essentially Google's going to be providing the back end, so kind of the data center computing power and that sort of thing for Biogen, so it's kind of their investment or further investment in the medical field. But that's all there is for that, so with that I'll jump right into the apps. So in case you're looking for the Outlook app, it was recently re-released as an Outlook preview or something along those lines, but it's a new version of Outlook along with a few other Office apps The Office apps are tablet only, but the Outlook app is re-released. It comes with two categories when you open it up, filtered and other. So it's kind of like priority inbox, but in Outlook or in the Outlook version. And then other is all emails. And then the other update adds material design. So definitely check it out if you want to have Outlook or have the continued updates to the Outlook app. For those of you who are on the Chrome beta channel or considering installing Chrome beta on your Android device, then you might want to check out the Chrome or the latest Chrome beta. It adds pull to refresh. So let's say you're reading an article or you're on a page that needs refreshing, you'll now be able to pull down to refresh, kind of like you do with Google Plus or Twitter or Facebook or anything like that. This week, HTC updated their camera app to version 2.0. It adds, its essential addition is Pano 360, so you can take 360 degree pictures. This update is for the HTC One and 8. And finally, Wunderlist was updated to support Android Wear. So if you use Wunderlist for your to-do or as your to-do app or to-do list app, then definitely check it out. But with that, I'll jump right into the device news. So to start it off, if you live in Europe or Canada, the HTC One ME is starting to get its Lollipop update. So definitely keep hitting your update button for that. The Samsung Note 4 started getting Cyanogen Mod 12 nightly. So if you wanted to get rid of TouchWiz or you just want to have the various things that or features that Cyanogen Mod offers, then definitely check that out. The Moto G is confirmed to get the Android 5 update starting in the United States and India, so look out for that update. I don't think it started rolling out just yet, but if you're part of the testing program, you might get it early as well. If you're interested in getting an Android flip phone, then check out the LG Ice Cream Smart coming soon. It's an Android 4.4 flip phone with a 3.5-inch screen, 1.2 GHz quad-core processor, 1 GB of RAM, 8 GB of storage, 1700 mAh battery, and comes with Bluetooth and Wi-Fi. So not a high-end phone, but considering it has a smaller screen, it probably has less battery needs, but definitely it might be worth checking out as far as flip phones go. And finally, the ZTE Blade S6 was announced. It's an Android phablet with a running Android 5, has a 5-inch display, a 13-megapixel IMX214 rear camera, a 2400 mAh battery, 16 gigs of storage, 2 gigs of RAM, comes with a My Favor 3.0 UI, has an expandable storage with a micro SD, it has an expandable storage with micro SD cards, so if you do need more than the 16 gigs of storage, then that is also an option. But that is all for that, so with that, I'll jump right into this week's quick tip, which is an app called Truecaller. So let's say you get a lot of phone calls throughout the day, or you've always wanted to have a caller ID that's above and beyond what your phone offers, of more than just a number and then the city and state. That's where Truecaller comes in. So every time you get a phone call or a text message, I've only seen it work so far on the phone call side, but every time you get a phone call, it will use its database to help tell you where the call or who the call is coming from. So if it's an unknown caller, as long as the number is present, as far as my understanding of it goes, then it will tell you who the call is coming from. Or let's say you're expecting a call, but you're not sure where the number is coming from, and you see that name, then you'll know to answer it, and it will provide you the name. So it's a pretty nifty app, nothing too fancy. You can also sign in with Google Plus and Facebook. So if you have Facebook friends or Google Plus contacts that you don't necessarily have in your contact list, those will be added as well, and then their name and phone number and picture will also be included. If it's an unknown contact though, then, or unknown number that's calling you, but then the number shows up, it does need a Wi-Fi or a mobile data connection in order to retrieve that information. So just a heads up there in case you're on a limited data plan and don't necessarily keep your connection active all the time, but just something to remember and keep in mind when you are using the app. But that's really all I wanted to cover for that. I'll have a link in the show notes to Google Play so you can download and check it out. I've only been using it for a couple of days now, so I haven't used it all the way, but it is a relatively simple app to use. You don't really have to have an account, as far as I recall, to use it. But you can add, as I said, Facebook and Google Plus if you do want to use it. But that is all for this week's episode of the Android Realm Podcast. So if you want to get in touch with me, you can always email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574. And you can find me on Twitter at PatelN01. And of course, if you want to support this show, help us contributors and hosts expand the Geek.io network, you can always find us on Patreon at patreon.com/geek.io. And of course, you can find this show and more shows on the Geek.io network at geek-io.net. But that is all for this particular episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time. Editor's note, a couple of articles that I saw or read after recording the episode that I thought I would include, but if you have a Sony device and you have the Walkman app installed, then definitely check out that update. The update adds material design to the app, as well as an equalizer and fix a bunch of bugs. Z Launcher by Nokia got an update to now have early integration with Icon Pack. So if you do use a Z Launcher as your Android launcher of choice, then it may be worth checking out as well. And finally, Google Now is starting to have the integration with third-party apps. So if you have apps like Pandora, Urban Spoon, and things like that installed, they have over 40 apps that are currently supported, but these apps will now be natively integrated within Google Now, so you can get updates directly from there if you want one place to check all of these various notifications. So that's really all there is for that. So thanks for listening through the update as well. But that is all now for this particular episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.